In regard to the deep systemic ills plaguing our society, we find both the Republican and Democratic parties to be unresponsive at best and criminal at worst.
OSU student James Hayes set the tone early by blasting both major political parties. The protesters declared neither Republicans nor Democrats had worked hard enough to fight poverty, racial discrimination, anti-gay prejudice, pollution, a mushrooming prison population, and what the demonstrators see as a bloated, too powerful, and aggressive military. Plus, the students said, their own wallets have been hurt by both parties.
Education is a right, not just for the rich and white. Education is a right.
Lainey Reaney, also from OSU.
Higher education is breeding us to be obedient debtors.
Shame!
Shame!
Outrageous tuition prices bar students from a quality education and create a system of indentured servitude.
We're not consumers. We're not a commodity, some of the students chanted. As Tabitha Skirvin of Michigan State University proclaimed, too much consumption has led to environmental destruction. This rally was staged in a plaza right outside the door of the OSU campus area office of the Obama for President campaign. Inside, OSU student Michael Flanagan was volunteering. He said he understood the protesters' frustrations, but he added the policies of Obama and his fellow Democrats had helped him attend college.
Double Pell Grants, the student loans by saving the grace period, by keeping it at 3.2%, I believe, instead of doubling this year. This pays for my education. I would not be living my dream right now if it wasn't for him.
What would he tell the protesters? Flanagan was asked.
It has not trickled down yet to everybody, but we've had 29 consecutive months of job growth. Unemployment has come down. We are making things better for students. The president is fighting for us, and to them, I would say, compare who our opponents are. Really, compare who our opponents are and look at what they're proposing. And quite frankly, that's pretty scary.
Even many of the protesters had apparently already thought about the prospect of a President Mitt Romney. After their rally, several hinted they might very well vote for President Obama's reelection. Kate Dye from Columbus State Community College.
I still think that I'm going to vote for him. I don't like the other candidate as much.
Max Berger, a young college graduate from New York.
I was a huge Barack Obama supporter.
What about now?
I will still vote for Obama because I think it's important for my friends who don't have health insurance to keep that law.
Even rally speaker Lainey Reaney left open the possibility, after she researches all the candidates, including ones from minor parties on the left, she might cast her vote for the president.
If Obama can hear us today, and all the days that we are asking for our voices to be heard, and can actually make the changes that he had promised us, then I would have no problem getting behind him.
After all the tough political rhetoric from the rally had faded, what many of the young demonstrators seemed to be saying was, "Hey, Mr. President, send us a signal you're listening to us, and despite our frustrations, you may still get our votes."
Hear us now! Hear us now!
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.